The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Hannah Martins, Peter Williams, Maddie Searle, Kerry S., and Caroline Minx for their support in making this series possible.
Welcome one and welcome all to another edition of
Wild Tales.
I'm Charles Pritchard.
I'm Baz Goodrich, and we're coming to you live from Wild Outpost 1. You know what, Charles?
What's that?
It has been such an absolute pleasure broadcasting with you.
Aww. Thanks, man.
No, thank you. No joke there, just a wholesome friendship.
Isn't that nice? Should we move on to this week's tale?
Oh, why not? This week our tale was submitted by Abby Cole.
A likely story. I bet this was really that Commander Xavier from last week. He's just sad that he couldn't be here in the studio with us.
So true. He just seemed quite taken with us. Such a shame. Oh, the things I would do to Xavier.
All right, let's keep it clean. We've got a family audience.
Apologies. Thank you, Abby, for your submission. Let's all take a stroll through their submission. Where's my pair?
Enjoy.
Diana? Diana! Hey, Di.
I told you not to call me that.
Right. Listen, after a very long day of flying us across the galaxy and evading battleships and all that, I don't ask for much. I really don't. And yet, it's come to my attention that there might be a slight lack of respect aboard my ship.
Oh, Hart, get to the point.
Where's my pair?
What?
Where's my pair?
Is this more sleep-deprived rambling? Do I need to come up there?
No. I'm asking one simple question and you're avoiding it.
I'm not avoiding it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was saving my last pair in the kitchen for a special occasion. And not dying seemed fitting. But now it's gone.
I didn't take your stupid pair, Richard.
Stupid? Those things are incredibly difficult to find. Collectives raised what's left of pear trees, so it may have possibly been the last pear in the universe, and you've bloody well gone and eaten it!
Hart, this is ridiculous. We have more important things to worry about than your obsession with a fruit.
This is my ship that we're looking for your Nora on, and the least you could do is have some respect for my property!
Have some respect? Really? Well, maybe if we weren't busy yelling over a glorified piece of tree, I'd have a little more sympathy for your situation.
Then stop hiding away in your room and confess!
I'm not hiding, I'm trying to sleep. Until some idiot started screaming about pears.
I'm not screaming!
Can you just focus on flying?
Fine!
Fine!
Richard?
Yes, Axel. What is it?
Well, Diana was in the kitchen making me some dinner, and when I came in to grab it, I may have seen, well, what might have been a pear, and well, assumed it was for me, and well, Richard, I'm so sorry. Please don't be mad.
No, Axel. It's all right. I'm not angry. It's totally fine. I'm sure I can just find another one.
No, but you just said that...
We all make mistakes. Isn't that right, Richard?
Well, I'm sure it's been a long day for everyone, so... signing off. Good night.
Right. Oh, and Hart, wake me up like that again, and I'm throwing you out the airlock.
Wow. Our wholesome friendship's got nothing on those guys.
Tell me about it. More like their family.
Yeah, that's rad.
Bing bong, apologies for the interruption.
Jeffrey!
Evening, boys. I'm afraid to say that there's been a breach in some security. It seems as though one of the broadcast signals has been hacked.
Uh-oh.
We are still live, but there is a possibility that our true location has actually been revealed.
Uh-oh.
Well, I suppose we'd better have a look into that.
Yes, this is Wild Outpost 1. Study.
Signing off.
Thank you for listening to Wild Tales. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for more Orphans content. And you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links to transcripts, merch, and our Discord. Where's My Pear was written by Abby Cole and directed by Zachary Fortes-Gom. Richard Hart was Gavin Richards. Diana Strange was Brooke Parrott. And Axel was Jack Goldborn. Wild Tales was performed by Alex Bird as Baz Goodrich, Felix Trench as Charles Pritchett, and James Barbarossa as Jeffrey, with original music by James Barbarossa.